The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Today's second date update is kind of confusing because Louise is on the phone and she emailed us to do a second date update. But in her email, she says that she wishes she would have never went on the date.
What?
So I don't know. Louise, do you know how second date updates work? Usually somebody goes on a date that they actually liked and then they want to get another date.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. So why do you wish you wouldn't have gone on your date?
It was just like a bad snowball effect. So my friends and I went out the night before this date, and I think that started the whole problem.
Okay. Really? Did you meet the guy when you guys were out?
No. Okay, so I met James on Tinder, and we set up like a Sunday brunch date. Like, it was at the beginning of the week, so it like made really good sense.
Right.
But my girlfriends and I went out Saturday night, and they were like, oh, we're just going to get a few drinks and we're going to sit outside. And Russian mules turned into gin and tonics. And next thing I see is like really late.
Yeah.
So you were hungover then. And that's why you didn't want to go on the date, because you were hungover.
I was totally hungover on hard liquor.
Yeah. I mean, that's the worst, too. Whenever you say you're just going out for a few drinks, it never really works out.
Yeah. So the next day, I really didn't want to because I felt horrible. Like, my stomach was not in the best. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, it's way too late to cancel this date. I'm going to be like a horrible person. Like, I just decided to go out anyway. I was like, you know what? Just pull it together. Drink something and go.
Okay. Right. And this is like the one time you're hoping that your date is also hungover.
I was really hoping that. But when I met James for brunch, he's like all nice, put together. Like, you know, just like, hi. And I'm just like, holy heck. Like, this is going to be rough.
You're just holding back puke the whole time.
Oh, my God. And I can smell you. Like, just even thinking about it, I can smell
you. It
was
like the hair, the bags under the eyes. I had the whole hungover look put together.
Great. Did he know immediately or did you address it?
I didn't want to, honestly. Like, I was trying to fake until I make it, to be honest. Like, I just didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, I totally didn't think this was going to really happen. So yeah. I felt bad. So we're sitting there, and we just started getting into stupid arguments. Like, we had a 20-minute argument. Like, I feel really ashamed of it.
Whoa.
It was, like, the stupidest thing in the world.
Wait, so you guys were, like, legit arguing? Or, like, playful?
Like, we were legit arguing. No, like, people were staring at us.
Whoa!
Like, what? Wait.
That's not a good sign.
What were you arguing about?
About brunch. It was, like, trying to qualify what makes brunch brunch. Like, what is the guidelines and the definitions and the structure for brunch?
And you couldn't, like, that sounds like a fun conversation. But
yeah. He was like, well, brunch is anything you eat on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, it's mostly about the food. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, it's about the time. And I was like, no, it doesn't matter. So it just kept getting out of control for every little thing. And I'm hungover, and, like, I'm not making sense.
So if you weren't hungover, could you have had that conversation in a more playful manner, or you were just hungover and, like, angry?
I think I was just hungover and angry. Okay. I was angry because I wasn't home in my pajamas, to be honest with you. Like, it wasn't his fault, and it was just stupid. It didn't need to happen.
Yeah.
And I just, like, felt so guilty if I would have canceled, but...
So you figured show up and yell at the guy for a little while. That'll be better.
There you go.
I didn't mean to. I felt really bad.
Did you guys recover at all from that?
I tried calling him and texting him, and he's just not getting back to me. Like, I'll be honest, when we got out of there, we were just, like, upset. Like, even when the food came, we were just eating angrily. You know, like, when you have an upset stomach because you're hungover and you're, like, you know, upset and you're still eating.
Oh, that sounds
terrible.
It's
the worst.
Okay, so
nobody...
the whole date was awkward then.
It was awkward. It was just, like... I don't know. Like, I feel really bad about it. Like, he just didn't deserve that.
So you liked him, though, and you want to redo? Is that what you're saying?
I do like him, and I want to redo, and I know he was immature, and I try to apologize, and it's just frustrating.
Did you tell him that you were hungover and in a bad mood?
No, I really just didn't want to tell him that. Like, I'm kind of ashamed of that.
So you just let him think that you're just a terrible person that likes to get mad at people over brunch?
Yeah. A little bit.
Smooth.
Okay.
Yeah, I tried apologizing. He just won't pick up my call. Oh,
all right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back, see if we can get him to pick up our call and get your second date update, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.